We're doing Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Dav Zayinum Beis, the two dots. The quote, Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'masa Be'ema, that Mishnah says that one in the month of Elul is the beginning of the year with regards to the tithe, the tenth, the ma'aser of the cattle of the Be'emot. So let's go back to our Mishnah for a second. Let's revisit the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, very beginning of the Masechta, the Mishnah had said, Alba'a Rashei Shanimim. There are four heads of the year. So let's count. Be'echad b'Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'Melachim v'l'Argalim. One in the month of Nisan is the beginning of the year for kings and holidays. Now we said that holidays really begin on the 15th. So this, at this point, the Gemara is going to assume this counts as two. One in the month of Nisan is the beginning of the year for the kings, and 15 in the month of Nisan is the first holiday when we're counting holidays. We had said, this is the Mishnah is going in line with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that in order to transgress Bal Te'acher, in order for a person to be considered having delayed his sacrifice, he must have dedicated the sacrifice and three holidays pass in order, starting with Pesach. So when we say the beginning of the year with regard to holidays, we mean that order. All three holidays have to pass in that order in order for him to be in transgression of Bal Te'acher. So the Gemara understands at this point two things. That when we're counting the four heads of the year, then Nisan counts as two. One in the month of Nisan is the beginning of the year with regard to kings. 15 in the month of Nisan is the first holiday, Pesach. Then the Mishnah says, one in the month of Elul is the beginning of the year for Ma'aser Behemah. Rav Lezer and Rav Shimon say that's one in the month of Tishrei. So the question is, does this count as the third or not? Because if it's one in the month of Elul, so then it's its own first year. If it's Aleph Tishrei, so that's Rosh Hashanah with regard to a lot of other things. One in the month of Tishrei, everyone agrees, is the beginning of the year for Shemitah, for Yovel, for plantings, for vegetables. And then we have the Rosh Hashanah of Shvat for the trees. So you see the problem. We've run into five beginnings of the year, at least. You have a minimum of five. If Nisan counts as two, so then you have Nisan, then you have Tishrei, and then you have Shavat. So that's four. But if you're going with Rav Lezer and Rav Shimon's opinion, if you're going with the opinion of the Mishnah that one in the month of Elul is also the beginning of the year for the tithe of the animals, then you run into five. The problem all begins when you count Nisan as two heads of the year. If you're counting Nisan as two, so you end up having five. That's problem number one. Problem number two is that really the Mishnah begins with Rabbi Shimon's opinion. The Mishnah says Nisan is the beginning of the year for holidays. We said that's going with Rabbi Shimon's opinion, that the holidays have to go in consecutive order in order to transgress Bal Te'acher. You guys with me? So then the beginning of the Mishnah goes with Rabbi Shimon's opinion. And only later are we introduced to, well, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon hold. Wait a second, if the whole Mishnah is going with Rabbi Shimon, so why are we bringing his opinion later? You should begin the Mishnah by saying, Rabbi Shimon says this. Wherever someone else disagrees, mention the disagreeer. But whose opinion is the Mishnah going with? So those are the two problems our Gemara is going to focus on. Now that we saw the Mishnah, let's go back to our Gemara. You know what, we might as well give away the answers. The Gemara gives one of two answers. It's complicated. So let's see it in the Gemara. We said in the Mishnah, Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah Ma'aser Be'emah. One in the month of Elul is the beginning of the year for the tithe of the animals. Money. Whose opinion says that the tithe of the animals is in the beginning of Elul? Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. The Tanya, because Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah Ma'aser Be'emah. So that line in the Mishnah that says one in the month of Elul, it's plainly stated in the Mishnah, that's the beginning of the year for the tithe of the animals, that's whose opinion? That's Rabbi Meir, right? Now, the Largalim Mani, but the first line you said in the Mishnah, that the holidays begin with Nisan, we said that's whose opinion? Rabbi Shimon, right? So you begin the Mishnah with Rabbi Shimon's opinion, the next line you go over to Rabbi Meir's opinion, and then you go back to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Right? So the Gemara says, Eima Seifa. And the very next line, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Oim Bechad B'Tishrei, you're going back to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Reisha V'Seifa Rabbi Shimon, turns out, the first line is Rabbi Shimon, the third line is Rabbi Shimon, Umtziata, and the middle line is Rabbi Meir. How does that work? How do you have a Mishnah that jumps back and forth between Tanoim? Yes? meaning the beginning halacha where you said that Nisan is the first holiday, that's Rabbi Shimon. The next line that says Elul is the beginning of the year for the tithe of the animals, it's Rabbi Meir. The next line goes back to Rabbi Shimon and says, well, he's of the opinion that the beginning of the year is in Tishrei for animals. So how do you do that? Rabbi Shimon, the first line, Rabbi Meir, the second line, and back to Rabbi Shimon, the third line. What's going on here? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi, this is all the opinion of Rabbi. Really, Rabbi's the author of the Mishnah. The Nasib Lalibadit tonight. And Rabbi, he doesn't have to agree with one Tana all along. He goes with different opinions. There, he took a vote with his court. And when it comes to Balgalim, when it comes to the holidays, so there, Savala like Rabbi Shimon. He and his court held like Rabbi Shimon. So the first line of the Mishnah goes with Rabbi Shimon's opinion. It's not that Rabbi Shimon is the author of the Mishnah. Rabbi is the author of the Mishnah. But Rabbi and his court voted with Rabbi Shimon's opinion in that line. So the first line of the Mishnah, you're right, goes with Rabbi Shimon's opinion.
So who says there are Arba?
1 second. Wait. That's the next question the Gemara is going to ask. It's a good question. And then in the next line, with regard to the tithe of the animal, there, Rabbi and his court voted with Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, okay. So you're telling me the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi. And Rabbi and his court, they went with different opinions. But then we run into the problem, which we said, that you end up having five beginnings of the year. Because you have two in Nisan. And then you're saying that the Mishnah also goes with the one in Elul for the tithe. And you have Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei. And you have Shvat. So you end up with five. Meaning all along I understood that the Mishnah says there are four beginnings of the year. One in Nisan, one in Elul, one in Tishrei, one in Tu B'Shvat. Now we've said Nisan is two. So I figure, okay, Nisan is two, because the beginning of Nisan is for kings, the 15th of Nisan is the first holiday. Then what do I do with the tithe of the animal? I'll go with Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon's opinion. They say that that's in Rosh Hashanah, that's in Tishrei. So then Tishrei is number three and Tu B'Shvat is number four. I'm okay. But now you're telling me, no, the author of the Mishnah is Rebbe. So Rebbe begins with the statement, there are four heads of the year. Nisan equals two, right? We explain. And then you said Rebbe Dafka goes with Rabbi Meir's opinion that says that the tithe of the animals is in Elul. So then that's number three, and then Tishrei is number four, and then Tu B'Shvat is number five. So how could the, if you're telling me Rebbe is the author of the Mishnah, how could he begin by saying there are four heads of the year? But he himself goes with five. He enumerates five. If now that you've said it's all one opinion, so then I'm stuck. Then I ended up with five. So that's what the Gemara asks. Ihachi, if that's so, whenever you have an ihachi, you have to pause and tell yourself, wait a second. This question is based on something I just said. Ihachi means if that's so, indicating that before you told me what you just told me, it all worked. So then you have to ask yourself, okay, what just changed that caused this question? So we explained that. We said, being that Rebbe is the author of the Mishnah, so now I have a question. Because then that means the whole Mishnah has to fit in. The first statement he says there are four, then Nisan is two, and now I have to say he's also going with the opinion that Elul is a Rosh Hashanah. Until you told me Rebbe was the author, I didn't have to assume. Rebbe agrees with that. Rebbe says there are four heads of the year, and maybe whoever said there are four heads of the year did not go with Elul being the beginning of the tithe of the animal. He said that's with Tishrei, so I didn't have a problem. So Ihachi, the Gemara says, if that's so, that Rebbe's the author of the Mishnah, Alba'ah, how could you tell me there are four heads of the year? Chamishahavu, there are five heads of the year. Amar Rava, so Rava gives one answer, Alba'ah ledivrei hakol. Everyone agrees that there are four. Everyone gets their four a different way. Not Rebbe, but every other Tana agrees there are four. Le Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Meir, Alba'ah, four heads of the year, because Rebbe Meir says Elul is the beginning of the year for the animals. But he says that you don't have a beginning of the year for the holidays. Every holiday is its own issue with regard to Baal Ta'acher. So therefore, Nisan is only one. Nisan isn't two. Nisan is just the beginning of Nisan. So then, Dal Regalim, take off the holidays. That's not a beginning of the year, 15th of Nisan. There is no order to the holidays according to Rabbi Meir. And therefore, the beginning, when we say Nisan, we mean one Rosh Hashanah. Le Rabbi Shimon, and according to Rabbi Shimon's opinion, Arba'ah, you have four heads of the year, Dal Maser Beimah, because he says, no, Nisan is two Rosh Hashanah. One in the beginning of Nisan, one in the 15th, because Rabbi Shimon is the one that says, there's an order to the holidays. But Rabbi Shimon also says that the beginning of the year for the tithe of the animals is when? In Tishrei.
So he doesn't have that beginning of the year of Elul. He doesn't have that extra one. So he also ends up with the number 4.
So it works according to both opinions. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, he gives a different answer. He says,
that what the Mishnah means to say is there are 4 months that constitute the beginning of the year. Nisan doesn't count as 2, Nisan counts as 1. So you always end up with 4.
That was Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's answer. Okay, and we'll have to pick up here, Bezlat Hashem, next week.
What does that mean, Rebbe?